a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire. It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
Welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. Oh man, late night of basketball last night, but tonight's going to be a big one, Slim. I'm excited for hoops tonight.
Yeah, we got almost a full slate.
Yeah, the big slate Wednesday coming full force. So we'll preview today's games a little bit later, but first, I want to play a game with you. All right, so I don't watch the show. I don't want to say too much about my other real life job, but we do work with ABC programming. And right now we're working on a lot of backlog of General Hospital.
Sweet.
Yeah. So I want to play a little game with you. It's called Porn Star or General Hospital Character Name.
Okay.
You ready for this? All right. I'm going to start easy. All right. Ron Jeremy.
Okay. I think that's a name I've recognized, so I'll say that's a porn star name.
All right, you're one for one. All right.
It's not a fake name, though.
Let's go with Maxie Jones.
Maxie Jones. Oh, I don't think you could use Maxie as a porn name. That's got to be a General Hospital.
Ah, nice. All right, let's go with Carly Jacks.
Carly Jacks. Yeah, there's nothing special about that. That could be a General Hospital character.
Nice, nice. It's close. It sounds kind of... All right, how about Lulu Spencer?
Lulu. Yeah, that's pretty made up. I'm not... Yeah, that's a porn star name.
Nope. I'm sticking with General Hospital right there. what about Bobby I.E. Spencer?
So this is Lulu Spencer's...
Yeah, I guess I gave that one away.
Yeah, did I mess that up?
No, I'm trying to open the full cast. I'm just listing General Hospital characters if you haven't caught on yet. Their names are so bad. It takes like a year for their cast list to load. The show's been on since like the 60s. They're in like the 13,000 episodes.
Yeah, I'm sorry you have to do that.
It's like laughably bad, though. That kind of makes it a little bit easier to bear.
I mean, I just hope you can actually sit down and have a conversation with someone who does care about it and, like, you know, feign that you do too. That would be entertaining.
I don't know. That would take a lot of feigning. I'd have to take a master class in feigning.
I'm sure Lulu can help out.
Dude, and like... You know, I've saw it, so I've literally never seen an episode of soap opera. I mean, maybe in passing once in life. But the thing where they end a scene with cutaways of people just, like, staring, it's so legit, happens every scene. It's just, it's like, they've done this for 60 straight years, and they haven't realized they should maybe try to do something a little different. I don't know.
I mean, how much work would it be to put, like, 50 of those together?
Not...
3 seconds of each, you just have, 3 seconds of being stared at in, some sort of dramatic fashion. That could be entertaining.
Just a whole show of stares.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, but, that could work. You might have a meme there.
You know, SNL did the Californians. Do you remember that skit where they did the, it was like a... soap opera where they're Californians?
This would be, 2000s probably?
Yeah, something like that. They did the stairs. It's pretty good.
I know what you're talking about.
That hit the nail on the head right there. So it's on today's show. We're going to recap last night's 5 games, doing a game-by-game recap. Then we're going to look at the RCO leaderboard. We've got another week and another RCO leader tightening up at the top of the RCO master standings, and then we're gonna preview Wednesday night's games with the full slate of action, including another round of our 30-point challenge picks.
Y'all ready for this?
So Slim, Are you ready to drop Yusuf Nurkic?
No, definitely not. No, you're talking about 12-team league.
Yep.
League, right?
Yep, 12.
You haven't really had one. I mean, you know, in 13 minutes, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't. Yeah, he hit all his stats. 7-3-1-1-1. No turnovers. You know, only 1 of 3 from the free throw line. He should be a better free throw shooter. But 4 fouls in those 13 minutes. The foul bug is catching up to him.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's worse than we had hoped. Yeah, it's. I'm not dropping him. I'm holding tight.
And this
something
game,
still might happen. There might be some movement, either, you know, from playing or coaching in Denver. So I'm holding. I want to see what happens.
Yeah, this game was kind of a blowout in Philly. The Nuggets are so bad. Good thing you didn't pick the Manimal for your 30-point challenge pick. Remember, you were hemming and hawing on that one.
I rethought that, you know, coming off of being sick might not be the best thing to go with, and looks like that was right.
So 0 points in 19 minutes, only 5 rebounds. Is he a buy low? Seems to me like Manimal's kind of going down with the ship. It's going to take a coaching change for him to get unleashed again.
Yeah, he had a nice stretch before these past two games. He had 30 minutes for, what's that, 5 in a row? Yeah. I've got him one place. I'm certainly not looking to sell. Not right now.
No.
Yeah. I'm not particularly looking to buy because he doesn't do enough. So, no, he's just in limbo.
Yeah. What are you doing with Danilo Gallinari? Is he worth an add in 12ers? Gets 22 points. Kind of empty. 22-4-1-1-0 with 3 turnovers. Hits a couple of threes. Good to see the aggression. 10-11 free throws, but... still coming off the bench. They still want to feature Chandler. I'm kind of hesitant myself.
Yeah, I don't think the steals or blocks will be there, so he's kind of a Thragnoff guy. Always been a good free throw shooter, but you don't want him to get that kind of contact, so yeah, I'm hesitant.
Would you rather have Gallinari or Jeff Green?
Well, we're definitely not talking about a 12-team league, so we don't want Jeff Green in a 12-team league, right?
Nope.
Okay, so we're talking a deeper league. Yeah, I'd probably take Gallo and hope, you know, something, he somehow stays healthy.
Yeah, I might roll the dice there, too. Hope that Wilson Chandler gets traded.
Uh-huh. I mean, I think Gallo is playing some power forward, looking at these minutes.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, it's not like the Sixers are running out a huge lineup out there. I mean, Noel kind of seems like a more power forward type to me. He plays their center minutes.
Yeah, and this is the most minutes for him since, for Gallinari, since he came back from his most recent injury.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's something there. I mean, they want to see what they have. I'm not sure about his contract. I probably should have known that beforehand, but
yeah, we don't do fact checking, remember?
Oh yeah, so he signed for 4 years, $18 million, something like that.
Yep.
So
exactly right.
What's gonna happen there?
To the Sixers, Robert Covington's awesome. You can't hold back Michael Carter Williams in his ratio-killing basketball. Very questionable coming into this game. Kind of seemed like he would sit. Ends up going 15-8-12. Gets 2 steals and a block, which is awesome. Shoots only 4 of 12 from the field. Hits only 6 of 10 free throws and has 4 turnovers. Your typical MCW game.
Yeah, there's a team out there he's going to help, but it's tough. Unless you're punting... 2 of those, it hurts too much.
Agree there. So, I don't know. We talked about Jeremy Grant yesterday. You know, doesn't hit a shot from the field 0 for 3, but hits all 6 of his free throws, gets another 2 blocks in 19 minutes. I was impressed. I mean, obviously you want more minutes, but I'm still impressed by this guy for a deeper league.
For a deeper league. I don't think the minutes are going to be there. Don't see it happening.
Yeah, you want to... Go ahead.
Emba Mute is just too good to cede 32 minutes, you know. So
yeah, I mean he's an all-star caliber talent.
Right.
It's tough to take him over for minutes.
Well, I'm glad my sarcasm didn't go over your head there.
Yeah, I caught it this time. You're 1 for 2 now. So you want to know who else is not getting minutes? Is KJ McDaniels. So Hollis Thompson gets hot off the bench. He plays 31 minutes, scores 23 points. So I almost had a rainbow line, but you know, Hollis Thompson, I think at one point was 6 of 6 from the field, 3 of 3 for threes, and had all 3 of his free throws. He didn't miss for his first stint. So KJ only plays 18, doesn't do too much. Is KJ relegated to deep league only as well?
It looks like it. Looks like they're going to do everything in their power to not unleash him. Yeah. And he was okay in this game. I mean, the turnovers are still way too high, and I imagine that's really what's keeping him on the bench. Yeah. But, you know, all the stuff we look for, the steals, the blocks, the, you know, hitting some threes, free throw percent came back up. It's been there. But, yeah, if he keeps turning the ball over, he shouldn't see minutes. So, yep, and a 12-er, I'm really looking for somebody else.
Yeah, I do think it does get a little bit better. There's no way they're going to be playing Hollis Thompson 31 minutes too often.
So. They shouldn't, but, you know, if he gets hot, they're willing to, and it just, you know, doesn't help us. It's another guy that we have to worry about.
Yeah, yep.
What about Jason Richardson? Isn't he coming back?
Jason Richardson still in the NBA?
He's still getting paid by the Sixers. He might be the most expensive guy on their team.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Probably is.
I forgot about Jason Richardson. Maybe he'll make
not coming back. Every once in a while, Roto World puts a blurb up, and I think it's more out of, you know, comic than anything.
Yeah. Oh, so how about your Heat getting trounced by the Pistons last night? What happened there?
Yeah, there's some kind of big run the Pistons had, that whole thing. Yeah. I looked at the numbers. The numbers are eerily similar, you know, 47% shooting, 40, you know, both teams shot well from three. Assist to turnover ratio was good for both, but no. It was just too much DJ.
Yeah, well, the Heat didn't hit their free throws, and the Pistons with 14 offensive boards, only 6 for the Heat. So there's some stuff there. But yeah, DJ, is DJ worth all 3 of the Heat point guards? Because DJ goes 25, 4, and 13, and all 3 of your Heat point guards play atrocious.
Yeah, Norris Cole for 33 minutes. Nice.
Yeah, I mean, he got 8 assists, but literally nothing else. 2-0-8-0-0.
So. Yeah, I don't want any of them. Not in a 12-team league. I streamed Chalmers with Wade down, but I'm ready to move on.
I think that's got to be done. I was tooting that horn, too, but now I'm ready to toot it out.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take Clarkson, that's for sure.
Yeah, agree. So, how about KCP on a good little run? You know, I love my KCP. 18 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, no blocks, no turnovers. He's still going to be an anti-turnover guy, but his shooting percentages are no bueno. 8 for 19 from the field and 1 for 3 free throws. But I do want to bring up that it was interesting last night that he takes 19 shots and only 3 of them are threes. Usually he's, you know, 30 to 40% of his shots are threes. Good to see him getting it in the interior a little bit in this one.
Yeah, I didn't really pay attention to what was going on. That man, he took a ton of shots.
Yeah. Well, it's 40 shots the past 2 games for KCP.
Yeah, and it's coming at the expense of Jody Meeks, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Meeks for 19 minutes. Took 11 shots, but didn't do too much.
Yeah, it's tough. You look, he could very well go 2 for 8 next game and get 20 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it, you know, you're right there. You had a 23-minute game a couple ago, but that was in a blowout loss to Philly. Ugh. But other than that, you know, the minutes are usually pretty high. I don't know. I'm kind of interested in KCP if you can handle the field goal percentage.
Yeah, I mean, he shouldn't really be out there. I don't think he was available in any of my 12-team leagues.
I picked him up in one of mine.
Oh, okay.
Surprisingly, was out there.
And I don't, yeah, I think you said something about the free throw percent today. I don't know what's going on there. He's not a 70% free throw shooter.
There's no way he should be that bad. I don't know. I mean, in this game, he missed his first 2 and then got an and one and got another one, but.
Yeah, law of averages is catching up. I think it'll be fine.
Me too.
In a dynasty, though, you know, you look at the progression of his numbers, you got to like a lot of what you're seeing.
Woo!
point percent could very well go up next year. Once that happens, yeah, I think, you know, he's a Wesley Matthews clone kind of guy.
Yeah, actually, that sounds kind of interesting. I kind of like that comp. I like him in my REL league, that's for sure. REL league, sorry.
It's not yours till you win it, son.
Yeah, our reigning champion is looking like a juggernaut again. Oh, you and Wiggins sitting in a tree. So the epic center matchup in this game, we got Whiteside versus Andre Drummond. Both played pretty well. Drummo goes 14-14 with 2 blocks. Whiteside goes 11-10 with 5 blocks. Whiteside did have 2 fouls early, so he only played 24 minutes. But, I mean, this was a blowout from the start. So.
Yeah, he still gets his, though. So this is, I mean, it's a legendary stretch.
Who would you rather own, Andre Drummond or Hassan Whiteside?
It can't be that bad for Drummond, can it?
You didn't answer it right away.
I know. I'm looking at the numbers first. No. So I'm already punting free throw percent because I own Drummond, right?
Probably. I mean, what if you had, you know,
also Harden. Josh Smith and MCW on my team, right?
Oh, jeez. But if you had Harden, I mean, you could protect that. Wow, Drummond was... And before last night, going 2-for-2, he was 1-for his last 16 from the free throw line. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a problem.
That's got to be a historic stretch.
Yeah, I mean, the rankings obviously are going to say you take Whiteside every time. You know, the overall rankings, because that free throw percent is going to just destroy those numbers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, you know, you're talking a half a block out of Drummond for an extra, probably, I mean, sorry, an extra, a half a steal out of Drummond for an extra block out of Whiteside. Yeah, I probably would take Whiteside over him.
Wow.
At least neck and neck.
It's
a little dependent on the rest of my team, maybe, but not by a lot. If I can not punt free throw percent and get Whiteside, then I'm all in, sure.
Yeah. Last thing here, Chris Bosh scores 34 points, doesn't do anything else. I don't know, I said it this morning, you know, if, you know, he's going to hit threes and score his points, and that helps a lot of teams that need that from a power forward center spot, but those rebounds and blocks are disappeared with Whiteside.
And they should.
Yeah.
Because he should be the offensive guy, and Whiteside should sit on defense, and it should be make them a better team. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Where's Bosch going to be ranked next year, do you think?
Where'd we have him this year? Probably in the 20s, the mid-20s.
Yeah, early mid-20s, yeah.
It's got to be around the same place.
I was going to say lower, because...
Not a first-round pick. And so in mid-20s, you're already late second or talking about into the third. That's probably where he should go.
Is he really that much different than Rudy Gay, though?
Well, the field goal percent.
I mean, it's not that great.
It's a little better. Rudy Gay is doing pretty good when healthy. I mean, where'd Rudy Gay go? Rudy Gay's going to be a top 50 guy, so...
Yeah, but he's more like 40-ish, you know? That's all I was getting at.
Yeah, I mean, they're both kind of losing their steals and blocks, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure Gay is trending down. And they all kind of trend down. That's kind of your high water mark of when your guy is at his peak. Is when you see the threes go up and the steals come down, you know that peak happened.
Yeah.
And I think for Rudy Gay and Bo and Bosch, it happened already, but they're still good enough. They'll get theirs. Yeah. I think they both will probably be in that 30-ish range.
Yeah, I think that is kind of a downgrade for Bosch. A lot of people had him as a second rounder this year. So
Link thought the defensive stats would go up, which I didn't think they would. Yeah. I'm sure my projections in our, you know, our top overall, you know, big thing we did, I'm sure they were down numbers overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so moving on to what would have been a good game in the mid-90s. Oh, wait, no, Boston was bad then, too. When were these teams both good? Boston at the Knicks.
The year was 19... Yeah, it's been a little while.
We threw the ball in the peach buckets. Yeah, I got you. Well, the Marcus Smart reign has begun. 13 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Not a huge game. Hits a couple threes, but led the Celtics in minutes at 37. Is he a must-own in 12ers?
Yeah, for sure.
I think so, too. You going to own Marcus Smart over Calderon?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's an easy one.
How are you asking me that question? You knew the answer to that question.
Hey, I've been anti-Calderon as soon as I saw him actually play for the Knicks. So.
I mean, he passes Galloway, even though Galloway, all he did was miss a couple shots. He passes Galloway, and he passes Clarkson, for sure, because they don't have the assist upside.
Yeah, steals will help Smart as well. So.
Yeah, he's a top 100 guy with, what'd he get, 36, 37 minutes? Yeah. There's a lot of guys who are top 100 with that kind of minutes.
A tough one is Smart versus Beverly, because they're kind of become clones.
Well, Smart's going to out-turnover him by a fair margin. So you got to consider if that's a category you're punting or you're going for. Because we're pretty far down in the point guard list. So if you have a bunch of high turnover point guards and you want to be competitive in that category, then you don't really want 37 minutes out of Marcus Smart.
Mm-hmm.
And his field goal percent should be higher volume than Beverly. So, you know, it's kind of a pick 'em, I think. You know, that's like the worst answer you can give, but yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah. Avery Bradley gets hot. He puts up 26 points, even though he has a minor fracture in his thumb. Man, everyone with their injured thumbs are killing it these days. Solinger plays a good game, gets back into the starting lineup, but really not too much else interesting to talk about with the Celtics. They had no blocks as a team.
Well, when you're giving Brandon Bass 30 minutes.
That will happen.
Yeah, we're still waiting on Olynyk. Olynyk, when he gets back, eventually should have a nice role waiting for him.
Yeah.
I mean, Tyler Zeller was the one that took his role, and now he's got 11 minutes off the bench, so... Yeah, I think we're going to see some good Olynyk. If he was dropped, he might be a nice little stash if someone's way out in front.
Good Olynyk. I haven't seen too much of that. No, I'm just kidding. I hate on Kelly Olynyk a little too much. So, Lou Amundson can't play for the Knicks and not get at least a block. I mean, this is kind of crazy. So, all 9 games with the Knicks, he's gotten a block. Goes 6-6, 1-1-1. Does have 4 turnovers, but I think that's kind of fluky. He only had 6 turnovers in his first 8 Knicks games. I don't know. I'm a little interested on the low end.
Man, that's so low end.
Oh, but, it's low end, but I mean, you need to stream some blocks. There's at least a block every game for you.
Yeah, and you're going to get some boards, but you should be very weary about the free throw percent.
Yeah, well...
Got a 3-for-8 game, a 2-for-6 game, 1-for-3. You know, he's a good late-week stream if that category is decided.
Yeah, but I know we're both looking at it, but guess who led the Knicks in minutes?
It wasn't, oh, yeah.
He had 36, Melo had 33, and no one was over 31. Amundson leading your Knicks in minutes.
Yeah, but, man, 23 shots out of Melo.
Damn. Jason Smith plays well, 12, 7, and 5. Any interest there?
No, only in an extremely deep league.
Yeah, I'd rather Amundson, right?
Once Amari comes, well, they do different things, so depends. I think Jason Smith will outscore him pretty regularly.
Yeah.
But once Amari starts, you know, playing every other game again, it's going to be annoying to own any Knicks big, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And once Aldridge starts getting his minutes back, which I think will happen. So 2 out of the last 3 games for Langston Galloway have not been very good. Only 4 points in 2 out of the last 3. No threes in those games. You worried?
He went 0 for 5 from 3, right?
Yep.
If he makes those 2, then he's got... a 10-5-5 line with 2 threes. It would have been fine. You know, 5 rebounds out of a guard with a 5 assists with only 1 turnover. We knew he's not a great steals guy, so there was no steals, but, you know, he did block a shot. I don't know, his minutes are there. We're still waiting for Calderon to go so he can be just a point guard. I don't know, I mean, it's low end. It's you know, it's a poor man's Beverly. It's pretty much what it is.
Yep. Agree there.
All right. It's a great streamer. Great streamer because he shouldn't hurt you.
Yeah, yeah, because he's not going to get turnovers. If you're streaming and still want to stay competitive in turnovers, he is your man. All right, so let's go out to the West Coast where Utah goes into Portland. Looks like they're going to win, and they lost. 1-point win for the Blazers. Lillard, I hate you. You put up 25 points, miss all your threes, 0 for 6 from deep. You couldn't score 30 points for me.
Yeah, I dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, I'm going to put down that you had Fareed for 0 points, give you negative.
You can, but I'm pretty sure I went Covington.
Yeah.
I was hoping for no MCW last night, though.
So. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Covington played well, so. Robin Lopez, he's back, and he's terrible.
You're so excited.
Oh, he's so bad. 11 points and 6 rebounds. I mean, I guess that's fine. Got 2 blocks, but 2 turnovers and 1 from 3 from the free throw. He's like a poor man's Josh Smith.
He's that bad, huh? I think if Whiteside had 2 turnovers and 1 for 3 free throws, you'd say it's still a good game for him.
Robin Lopez is a poor man's Lewis Amundsen.
Is that poor, huh? Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. I thought you might enjoy his return. But nobody that's going to be breathing over his neck for minutes.
Yeah, seriously, though. Are you going to take Rolo or are you going to take Mozgov?
I'm taking Rolo.
Why do you have to have logic when it's obviously Mozgov?
Well, my logic was silence. My logic was making you have to think it through.
No thinking involved. Oh, I hate Robin Lopez. Whatever.
Yeah, but you forgot you had mentioned that it was Mozgov.
Yeah, Mozgov is probably worse. Anything else from Portland? I mean, they got their starting lineup back. You know, Aldridge continues to play well, even though his thumb is all torn up.
No, it's a pretty usable game for Batum. You know, yeah. We're probably getting lots of questions about people dropping him.
I hope people aren't dropping him. I mean, he's not what you returned on draft day value, that's for sure, but he's still must own.
Yeah, but it's really annoying. It's not great.
Yeah, maybe I'll...
It's almost a career low in threes.
Yeah, he hit one last night. Woo! 1-3 is good for Batum.
Yeah, he's struggling.
Yeah.
He's a kicker in a trade.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll try to sneak him with some buy lows. Because they've got a pretty good playoff schedule. And
yes, they do.
I think he'll play through it. So.
Yeah, he's going to turn it over. He's going to hurt your field goal percent. He has a lot of games where he doesn't even take a free throw. Yeah. You're just doing it for a handful of boards and assists.
Yeah, got to steal 2 blocks last night. We'll be all right. To the Jazz, we got another unveiling of Rudy Gobert playing good minutes off the bench. 33 minutes as he started the second half over Camper. 7-15-1-1-2 for Gobert. Good to see.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it sticks.
Me either. As sad as that is.
But, you know, it's nice to see him do it. Definitely, I mean, you can't drop him in a 12-team league. You just cannot do it.
No. And what's sad about the Jazz is that, you know, as much as I like to slam on Trey Burke and say he's terrible, he's so much better than Dante Exum. Poor Exum. Plays 20 minutes and gets 5 fouls and doesn't score. I mean, the Jazz best point guard and center are coming off the bench. They really need to address that.
I don't know. I mean, it's not necessarily about winning for them.
Oh, that's a good point.
And they can't have a bench of guys that do nothing.
Yeah.
So having something come off the bench, you know, when Hayward has to rest and Favors has to rest. You have to put somebody in who can, you know, defend the rim. It's, you know, every team has to have a rotation. Theirs just got destroyed with Alec Burks going down, though.
Yeah. I
mean, Inglis is so low-end. So low-end.
Yeah. It's hard.
I think he'd be a low-end D-League guy.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. Mr. Fundamental! That's why he's got that name. You know what's funny about the Jazz, looking at their plus-minus? Everyone is at zero or minus in a game they lost by one, except for Trey Burke, plus 19.
Yeah, he comes off the bench and he takes more shots.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
He shouldn't be out there either. What are we talking about? We're talking about Smart versus Burke? That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, I'll take Smart. But
yeah, he's got the steals upside that Burke doesn't have.
Yeah, Burke is just so inconsistent.
Both of them are going to destroy your field goal percent, though.
Yep.
That's not pretty.
Yep, and speaking of destroying... How bad are the Kings? Like, how is this team so bad? You got Collison playing well. DeMarcus Cousin plays, you know, maybe not quite MVP caliber, but, you know, all NBA caliber. You still have Rudy Gay there. How is this team not better?
Honestly, I don't watch too much of it. I really couldn't tell you.
Yeah,
I can't believe it all comes down to not having a power forward. It can't be that simple.
No, and I mean, they start Derek Williams to try to mix things up and or maybe showcase him. Jason Thompson comes off the bench. I mean, I don't know. I saw this comment. They need a rim-protecting power forward, a defensive power forward. Maybe that would make all the difference. But I'm a little worried that Collison might get traded.
You think so?
Well,
I don't know. I think he's too much of a value for them.
Yeah, I mean, he's on a pretty good four-year deal, but they were talking about trading him early in the season, if you remember that. This team...
smoke and mirrors. I didn't believe it.
I didn't either. But now, looking at this team, I mean, what's their record now? They're like 17... They're 17-30. There's no chance that... They've got to blow some stuff up here.
Yeah, I mean, the draft pick of Nick Stauskas was just... unbelievably bad.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely shopping him.
And, you know, it looks like McLemore is turning out to be a real player.
Mm-hmm.
It can't... Is it really they just don't have a power forward?
I don't know. I think it's that, and they need the defense.
I mean... Cousins gives you the defensive stats, but that's because he's always gambling on plays and letting people go right by him.
You know, the Kings as a team got 7 steals and 4 blocks last night. Three of those steals were Cousins, and all 4 blocks were Cousins.
Yeah, he gets his. That's pretty classic. Best player on a bad team.
On the other side of the ball, Klay Thompson looking like a Thragnoff again.
Yep, 24 minutes. That's here to stay.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, yeah, the Warriors don't play anyone except for Curry over 25 minutes because, well, they end up winning by 30. Yeah, close to 30. Man, this was just not a fun game to watch unless you're a diehard Warriors fan.
Yeah, this might cost, you know, all these blowouts might cost Curry the MVP.
Yeah. I mean,
it looks like Harden is going to outnumber him. You know, number totals.
If Brow was healthy for all 82.
Yeah, but he wasn't. But and I not. Think that matters. Yeah,
me too. There's
overall, you know, Harden being, you know, when they put the overall numbers together, he's going to wind up being top 10, like, all across the board. Yeah. I think I would go Harden right now, and unfortunately, it's because of blowouts. If we were playing in a per 36 MVP, then Curry kills it.
Yeah. It's been awesome this year. All right, so this is a little bit of a Russian roulette. Who are you going to own of your Warrior centers? Bogut, Lee, or Spates? All have good games and low minutes.
Do I have to? Bogut's the only one if I need a block. I'm pretty sure about that. I mean, yeah, there's an odd one out of Spates from time to time, but I don't trust it.
Yeah, I think Spates is a clear third.
And then D. Lee.
You hate D. Lee.
They're back down, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at least he's going against second unit, so he should be doing whatever he wants. But, you know, it's three straight games with under 10 boards and under 10 points. That's not going to be cutting it. He's not getting two steals and two blocks every night. No, I don't want any of them, but if I was streaming one, I got to stream one. I need points and boards. I'm doing Spates.
What?
I'm a Gators fan. Okay. Is that a good enough reason?
I think that just proves that that rotation is unownable for long stretches of time.
Yeah. You know, on a Thursday night when two teams play and you have to make that choice, then that's the choice I would make.
So taking a look at our Razzball Commenter League's new leader, Drew Holiday, in the Cat versus Razzball League, record of 88-37-1, 177 RCL points, vaults over the Akron LeBrons by a half game at 176, and then a half game over Pops' team, our longtime leader, starting to fall down a little bit at 175. So the top three teams all a half game apart. And then Drew Holiday's got a pretty nasty team. Started with Brow, got Kyle Lowry in the second round. Danny Green ended up there. They picked up Jarrett Jack. They've had a really good run from Bledsoe. They got Gasol. They had a really home run hitting draft right there, getting Brow and Lowry 1 and 2.
All right, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not the only way to win.
Well, Danny Green is the late round pick. Korver for the threes. It's a good team build right here.
Yeah, I only have about maybe six or seven guys that I drafted left.
Wow.
I'm doing pretty good, though.
Yep, so your RCL team and your Slim's RCL at fifth at 82-43-1, doing better than my RCL teams. Dude, the one in our league, our Slim versus JB, so many injuries. That's the team I got. Jabari, Durant. I thought Rondo in the 60s was going to be a value. Who would have thought Rondo in, like, it might have even been in the 70s. It was so late that I was like, all right, why not? This might work out. And then he was healthy for the first game, and it was looking all right. Yikes.
Yeah, I don't feel bad that I passed every time I passed on him.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just need Durant to get healthy. I got Durant, and then I got Jefferson in the second round. He missed a month. Oh, this team's terrible.
It's a competitive league.
Yeah, that's certainly not helping when you have injuries. I think I had Jordan Hill on this team.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I dropped Jordan Hill. I'm that desperate. I wouldn't recommend that for most 12ers. He's going to be out for 2 weeks, but...
it depends.
If you're scratching and clawing like I am.
If you got four good bigs, you can lose Jordan Hill.
I would say I have one and a half good bigs on this team. With Al Jefferson and Noel. But this team's so bad. But whatever. I'm still gonna try it. I'm not gonna deaden my team. So
you're saying if I gave you a nice solid offer for Durant, you might move him?
I do need depth. I would entertain offers.
Alright.
So if you're in the JB versus Slim League, shoot me some offers. I need depth. So
I'll give you MCW and Mario Chalmers.
Ooh, done. Sold.
Yep.
So thanks again for everyone playing in the RCL leagues this year. Gonna be a lot of fun following the finish of this. Remember your best regular season record, and then whoever wins their league and had the best regular season record is your winner. So Slim, in your RCL league, you're looking good. You just got to be sure to win those playoffs.
Yeah, I'm playing for the playoffs. It's definitely in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, Whiteside is going to pretty much win me blocks, so I'm doing great. That league really fell into place.
Nice, nice. All right, so looking at tonight's games, as we mentioned in the open, it is a full slate. Pretty much everyone is playing, yet somehow when I looked at my RCL team, I had like four people off. anyway, a lot of good games here. Durant is doubtful again with the toe. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I don't think they're going to pack it in, though. I mean, they've got to be starting to fall back, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, he's actually officially ruled out already. Yikes.
Yeah, I don't see them. They're going to go for it. He'll be back. It's not going to shut him down, thinking we better get us a good draft pick. Mm-hmm. That's not the OKC way.
Yeah, so Westbrook probably going to have a good game. What else?
Reggie should get more minutes than usual.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one, too. We got the Wizards at Atlanta. Do you think Atlanta loses two in a row?
Who's down? So they lost Thabo, but that can't be that big of a deal.
And Carroll's back. They just eased him in off the bench. He'll probably start today.
No. Oh, I'd still bet on Atlanta. Got Wall banged up. Teague is a tough guy. Yep. I'd bet on Atlanta if I was a betting man. Yeah. Helps that they're back home.
You got the Bulls at the Rockets. That's another good game.
Yeah, I was starting to get some news about Dwight Howard.
Yeah, out a month. Any update from that?
No, just that they're not even going to reevaluate for another month. So,
so it's a month.
No February, and we're into March by the time anything matters. So that means you got a week or two left, best case scenario, before our playoffs. Yeah, if I had him in a 12-team league, I'm dropping him.
Oh, yeah, I would too.
Unless I was, like, way out in front. Way, way, way out in front. But even then, if I could not punt field goal, not punt free throw percent by dropping him, then yeah, I would. Yeah. His value is nothing. You're wasting your time trying to shop him. I really believe that.
Yeah, I agree there. Great matchup in this game though, Jimmy Butler versus Beard. It's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, they could go back and forth. That could be really entertaining.
Yeah.
Nobody's lost the Beard.
I'm trying to think of maybe we'll see a few more minutes from Rubio tonight. He looked so good. We talked about that ad nauseum yesterday, but you know I love my Rubio.
Yeah, this is quite a matchup. Anybody against the Heat point guards is going to do pretty well.
Yeah, so let's hope that Rubio gets it to the mid-20s. He was mad that he was benched, but they were stringent on his minutes limit.
Yeah, and you know, I watched a fair amount of Minnesota this year, and whenever he was on the bench, he was that same way. He was always the vocal leader.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's, you know, it's not unknown. I mean, I don't think Kevin Love was ever the vocal leader, right?
No. I agree. It was Rubio. And you know, it's going to work for this team if they, you know, they've got Rubio long term, and then Wiggins is kind of a quieter guy. That's going to work well because, you know, Rubio can lead them, and then Wiggins can just be awesome and not have to be the vocal leader, you know?
Yeah, and to be the vocal leader, but also the passer, that's always good. You always want your point guard to be the leader.
Mm-hmm. Where is Wiggins going to go next year in drafts?
Well, his January numbers were stupid. So if he does repeat those numbers over the last 2 months.
First round. First round, right? End of the first round? Like, are you going to take Wiggins or Melo?
You have to assume. Yeah, man, it's crazy we're actually talking that high. It really is.
Yeah, but
it's early. I mean, he hasn't even turned 20 yet. He's at least a second round pick.
Crazy. Dynasty leagues that took him a little higher with the inflated price are reaping the rewards. That's for sure. And then the other big game for tonight, we got the Mavericks at Golden State. I think Golden State has another blowout.
Someone that might be able to hang with them. I don't know.
Well, when you're missing Rajon Rondo and his 6 turnovers and 0-for-4 free throws.
You got lockdown defense from Barea.
Barea versus Curry. Wow.
That's so bad. Curry is going to have a field day with that.
Yikes.
Yeah. Maybe Dallas needs Rondo.
Yeah, as sad as that is. All right, so looking at our top scores in the NBA, guys, you cannot pick for your 30-point challenge tonight. We got Beard, LeBron, Durant, Westbrook, Anthony Davis, Melo, Aldridge, Cousins, Curry, Blake Griffin. Ooh, so you could go Klay Thompson down to 11th at 22.5, but I'm going to let you go first because I have not thought about this at all.
Yeah, I think I might have to try to ride the hot hand. Minnesota's a good matchup. I'll take Bosch.
Yeah, off 30 last night. 21.3 a game. Interesting. All right, let's see. Ooh, Kobe's a good one. He's still out. Fell down to 12th. Remember when Kobe was the number one scorer?
Yeah, he was for a little while.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was the number one shot taker, too. Probably double the next guy.
Pretty soon he'll be out of qualified. I'm looking at all players, so.
You notice that Pops' fall in the RCL mirrors Kobe, right?
Yeah.
There might be something to that.
Was his MVP. He has Dwayne Wade, too. So, Pops with the old guys. It's catching up to him, finally.
Well, that's kind of how that works.
Yeah. Indeed. All right, I am going to go. You know, the JB's got to stick together. Gotta go with the JB. Going Jared Bayless. just kidding. Going Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. All right. That's good. You don't really expect defense from Brow.
Yeah.
Just watch out for them. Corey Brewer.
Corey Brewer bench defense. Yeah, that's a good one. That's going to be a fun game. I'm looking forward to watching Bulls at Rockets.
So. If I choose one game tonight, that's the one I'm picking.
Yeah, I think so, too. So, thanks again to everyone for listening. We're going to have another long session of previews tomorrow. And be sure to download the Side League app. That is Side League in your App Store or Google Play Store. We're going to talk a lot more Side League tomorrow for all the contests to join this weekend. Remember, download it now. All caps, Razzball as your promo code. You get five free dollars to play with. And we're going to talk about our picks for the weekend. And you can friend us on there. I am JB at 680. You can friend me on the app. And we'll play some contests together. You looking forward to Side League this weekend?
Yeah. This could be interesting. It's going to be a little different.
Yeah. So
I'm ready.
Yeah. Different way to play Daily Fantasy. It's you can pick anyone you want. No salary cap. And it's over a stretch of time. This one's over the weekend, so you got to pick which game you want of the studs. So it's not just picking the best players; it's picking the best game for the best player. So I'm gonna do some hardcore research. I'm gonna do some Beautiful Mind stuff. I'm gonna be like Russell Crowe with the magazine pictures everywhere with words circled.
I'm gonna put dog treats under different teams, and let my dog pick, and I bet I win.
Ooh, our official Razzball mascot has not made an appearance in a while.
I don't think he's going to. This is his nap time.
Nice, man. Well, you take it easy, and catch you tomorrow.
All righty, adios.